Hello, how is everyone doing? Okay, let's pray. Dear God, please be with me as I share this message today, and please help me to convey the correct message, and please help us all to take something away from it. In your name I pray, amen. Okay, so I have a question for all of you first. So what do all of these characters have in common? I can wait for an answer. Is there any answers from the adults? I can wait for the adults. Yes. Okay. Okay. So, all of you were right. But they were all also ordinary, average people who were born as sinners and had weaknesses. So here are some examples. Like Jacob, he was a cheater. That was one of his weaknesses. And here are a couple more. So all of these characters have weaknesses, and they had made mistakes, which makes it easier for us to relate to them. So I want everyone here to relate to at least one of these characters and keep them in mind. So, yes, as I showed you, all of these characters had weaknesses, but yet God chose them even though they were ordinary, too old, too young, or had a weakness or a mistake they had made. Just like them, we can be chosen despite our flaws or weaknesses. But we need to change our hearts and accept God's grace. One of my favorite examples here is Paul. He persecuted Christians and killed people. So now I'm going to share some things about him. So we know that Saul turned into Paul, and we know he was someone who didn't believe in Jesus, and he persecuted Christians and killed people. But God still chose Paul to be an apostle. He chose Paul to make 3 long journeys through the Roman Empire to proclaim the good news and to establish numerous churches and to preach to Gentiles all over the Roman world. In Acts 9:15, it says, "But the Lord said to Ananias, 'Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles and their king and to the people of Israel.'" So what the Lord is saying in this verse is that Saul, who turned into Paul, is his chosen person to proclaim and preach to the Gentiles and all the people of Israel and to their kings. And at this time, he wasn't a very good person, but yet God still chose him. Next, in 1 Timothy 1:15, it says, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." In this, Paul is saying that he is a sinner who doesn't deserve God's mercy at all, yet God still chose him, though he was a sinner. And like that, we should be humble like Paul, yeah. And the next verse is 2 Corinthians 12:8-10. It says, "Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" So in this verse, Paul, he knew he had a problem with boasting about how he was a great apostle. So Paul asked God to help him overcome this problem. So just like Paul, we should be able to recognize our issues and mistakes and turn away from them and ask God to help us with it, because God's strength can overcome any of our weaknesses. So to summarize the things I had said about Paul, he was a man who didn't believe in Jesus, yet God chose him to preach the good news And once Paul was chosen, he learned to realize his own mistakes and be humble. So with God, anybody can be chosen to do his will. The next verse I'm showing you, I think it's one of the most important verses related to this topic. It's from 1 Corinthians 26 to 29. For consider your calling, brother, that there were not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong. And the base things of the world are that despised. God has chosen the things that are not, he might nullify the things that are, that no man should boast before God. So this verse is explaining that God has chosen many people in this world that are not mighty, who are not noble, who are not strong. God has chosen the foolish people of the world, which is us, the humans, the weak people, and he used them for his great purposes. And when we are used for the Lord's purpose or chosen to do God's will, we should not boast about it or think greatly of ourselves. We should depend on God because we need his help to overcome our own weaknesses and to fulfill his will. And he will strengthen us to do what he chose us to do. So the main point that I really wanted to convey to you in this message is that everyone has weaknesses and flaws, but you are still capable of being chosen by God despite your flaws, because God's strength is your power over any weakness. So anyone in the whole world can be chosen by God to do his will despite any of the mistakes or anything that's done, because the actions you do not necessarily define who you are. Thank you.